You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, new drilling has commenced off the Taranaki coast, coming after government's decision to not allow any new drilling permits. Climate Justice Taranaki spokesperson Urs Seiner joins me and starts off by telling me more about what's happening with this new rig.
First off, people remember that the government announced last year an end to drilling, but at the same time, they didn't actually end all drilling. What they simply said is that there's no new offshore drilling here in Taranaki. And most of your listeners will know that drilling has been happening in Taranaki for many, many years. So current and existing permits that we have here in Taranaki, they're still valid. So at the moment, we have a company called Tamarind Resources drilling off the Taranaki coast for more oil and gas. So it's a real shame that this is happening, because we all know we're in the middle of a climate crisis. This is a climate emergency, and many of us in the community are pushing for change, and radical change is what we need at the moment. So it's really disappointing and outrageous, in fact, that there's drilling happening in this day and age here in Taranaki.
So this is an old permit before this legislation came into play, and it's just being acted on now.
Exactly. So Tamarind Resources is a Malaysian-based oil company, and they've recently, maybe a couple of years ago, taken over permits from an Australian-based company, and they drill in what's called the Tui oil field, so that's maybe 30, 40 k's off the Taranaki coast, pretty close to where I live, actually, where our family lives. So that's it's an oil field that's been going for some time. And, yeah, Tamarind has now got a rig in place out at sea, and looking for more fossil fuels. And we all know that the last thing we should be doing in 2019 is sticking up more fossil fuels. We know the crisis is real. We know climate change is happening, and all of us have to do our bit to reduce emissions. And drilling for more fossil fuels is exactly the opposite of what we need to be doing.
Absolutely. Have you reached out to government so far about this?
Yes. So what we're doing as a group, Climate Justice Taranaki, together with the support from other groups, is actually doing a bid, a people's bid, to stop all drilling. Because, again, while the government said there's no new offshore drilling, there's actually, at the moment, most of onshore Taranaki is open for companies to bid on for further drilling onshore Taranaki. So we're talking about further fracking here in Taranaki, further drilling for oil and gas on land at least. So we're making a bid, not a bid to drill, but a bid to stop the drilling. So together with the support of thousands of people, we're making a bid next month. We're going to continue, organising in the community, working together with the unions, working towards a just transition. Transitioning away from fossil fuel drilling and transitioning away to a future that's just and that's, good for the environment, but it's also good for communities and good for workers. So, these are critical times, and we need to make radical change. We need systematic change and get away from the drilling and get away from fossil fuel.
Absolutely. Obviously, the other side of this is there will be people who, while discussing a just transition, say it's not feasible to stop drilling at the minute because of the current demand we have on oil and gas. What would you have to say to that?
Well, the problem is that, every dollar that's invested in fossil fuel drilling is a dollar wasted. It's a dollar going back into dirty energy. So, this rig that's here in Taranaki is going to go to Otago next, about 100 k's off the south Otago coast, to do a test drill down there by an Austrian company called OMV. So this is ongoing, and these companies are standing in the way of change. And so we need to stand up to government and stand up to these companies to say, you guys, you're part of the problem, and you get to get out of the way, because we want to move on as a community to protect this world, to protect this environment, to make sure there's a future. We've got 10 years to turn this ship around, to turn this waka around. That's what the IPCC reports made, crystal clear last year. And we've got to drastically reduce emissions, and drilling for more fossil fuel is not reducing emissions. It is more carbon. It's more methane going up into the atmosphere. So the time for radical change is now.
Absolutely. So Climate Justice Taranaki is currently got that bid going. What else are you planning to do, and how can people help out if they're interested?
Yeah, so we're particularly excited about the student movement and supporting the school strike movement. I know that the students are gearing up again for a strike day across Aotearoa at the end of September. So, you know, this being a student radio station, I particularly encourage all of us who's studying or in tertiary education or secondary or even primary school, at the end of September, I think the last Friday of September is going to be a massive day of mobilising again, of marches, of action. And it's also the day it combines with what's called the Earth Strike, which is a global movement, again, of communities, unions, students, Indigenous communities working together on defending the climate. So that's up next for us on the horizon. September is going to be a big month. So I hope lots of people can get involved in organising so we can make these powerful days of resistance and defence of the climate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.